Blog Talk Radio.
All right. Welcome to my show here, guys. I thought I had something jamming here for us, but I didn't hear it playing. So pardon me about that awkward silence here. I am your host here, Chastity Wells. I'm super excited about us this evening on the call and just preparing us for talking about money, making sure money matters and getting everything prepared, all things money, guys. I'm trying to see what's going on here. I think I'm having a little bit of technical difficulty. Stand by just one second here. I just want to make sure all my stuff is a go because I really have something that I wanted to play for us real quick. So give me one second here. All right, let's try that one more time. Let me see if it's going to work for me. If it's not, then I'm going to just move everything as the system goes. So let's try it one more time here. She's one of my jams, so I really want to play. She's just a girl and she's on fire.
Hotter than a fantasy, lonely like a highway. She's living in a world and it's on fire. Filled with catastrophe, but she knows she can fly away. Oh, she got both feet on the ground, and she's burning it down. Oh, she got her head in the clouds, and she's not backing down. This girl is on fire.
I love that song. Happy Tuesday, all. Super excited about the call this evening. Super excited about just this opportunity to be able to share with each and every one of you. And as Alicia Keys said it best, this girl is on fire. And so you may wonder, you know, what are you fired up about, Chastity? What's that? What's up? You know, what's going on? Well, I'm super excited about just 2016. It's happy 2016 to every last one of us here who made it through the triumphs, the good, the bad, everything, the lessons learned in 2015. And now we're in 2016. And it's about us actually moving into a space of having a great relationship with our money, having a great evolving relationship with everything that we do, because it's more than just about our money for me. Everything that you hear me talking about is about legacy building. So it's more than just for me driving in the hottest, you know, whip, the nicest house and all of that. No, all that stuff do matter. Trust me, it do matter because, you know, that I do enjoy the nicer things and vacations and all of that too. But it's really about us wealth building and legacy building, guys. So, again, I am your host, Chastity Wells, here We'll be doing this call every Tuesday, and we're just talking about our relationship with our money and our finances. Excuse me for my background. I just dropped my pen there. What's up with that? So I'm really excited about it and really getting us fired up and geared talking about these different things. So this week, what we're actually talking about is, what is an annuity and is it right for me? So that's what I'm really excited about and discussing with us this evening. And as I promised us all before, if it's your first time coming to the call, I will definitely do a description of who I am, what gives me the platform and all of that. I'll introduce myself to you. But for people who have listened before and you know of me and you've been listening, you understand that we've actually been building this platform up until this point. So it's not like I just pulled this out of my hat and was like, hey, this is something we're talking about this week. No, we've actually been talking about a lot of different concepts over the last few weeks, making sure that we really did understand that. Because though I teach financial literacy and making sure that we're all in the right space of being able to not only save, we're protecting our family with insurance, you know, we're doing all the right things to be able to pass on a great legacy to our family. But there's no point in me talking about things that may be on a higher level than what we may understand if the basics are not taken care of. So the basics are the insurance policies, making sure we understand that, understanding safe investments, and what does that look like for our families. So I will introduce myself to those. If this is your first time, welcome. My name is Chastity Wells. If you follow me on Facebook, Instagram, whatever the case may be, follow me on my website that I'm continuously evolving on as well. Welcome. So I've actually been a licensed agent now for 5 years. Well, going on 6 years. I can't believe it's been that long. But I kind of stumbled into it after, the market crashed and it did all those different things. And can you imagine, after moving to a new city, I thought I was going to embark into real estate during that time and be this big real estate tycoon and blah, blah, blah. And maybe it could have, but that wasn't my journey and that wasn't the path that the universe pulled me in. It pulled me into this path of financial awareness through insurance. I'm blessed to say that, I lost both of my grandparents due to cancer, but I'm truly blessed to say that we didn't have to do a fish fry or anything else like that that could have been embarrassing to my family. Bury neither one of my grandparents. So I feel honored to know that my grandparents did what they were able to do and take care of that. And as I continue to grow in this industry, I was able to see what that was able to do. And then with me actually being a licensed agent, I understood more working in Columbus, Ohio, and driving to the east side of Columbus or even the south side, and many times on the weekend, and you know, and it's not to say it didn't happen on the north side, so let me be clear, because I don't want anyone to try to bash me. I know how people are, so don't come for me because I didn't shout out like the west side or north side, whatever. I'm just saying from my experience, guys. So I would drive on like to the east side on the weekends working, and I would see countless weekends, like Saturdays, people would be doing fish fries and people would be doing car washes, and it just really bothered me. It bothered me, like, how did we get to this point? How did we get to a point that we are no longer doing things in a, I don't want to say a diplomatic way, I don't want to say anything like that. I'm just saying, like, it's life insurance truly is the last gift of love. And if you love your family, like I know all of us do, you definitely want to protect them, because you don't want your children to have to go beg to be able to bury you. That's not a last gift of love. That's pain and suffering for them to raise money to bury you. It's already hard enough to deal with the loss of a loved one. So you start adding in the frustration of raising money to bury a loved one, that's a whole nother level of pain. So anyway, that's where my passion really started to kick in, because I started to look at it more as a ministry to be able to help my community. And when I say my community, family, I'm definitely talking about people who look like me, but most importantly is socioeconomic family for me, because at the end of the day, guys, in the insurance world, if you're not making more than $75,000 a year, insurance companies aren't calling you. They're not. The market that we're going after is people who make more than $75,000 a year. So if you make less than that, that's pretty much the market that I'm actually going after, is middle America. And I've been blessed to be able to help out a lot of people who just work every single day. And not that anyone's lives mean more or less than someone else, but, you know, at the end of the day, for them, it's a business. For me, it's just something that I've been able to campaign to really be able to help a lot of other people and educate people about their finances. It's just become a platform for me to be able to do what I really enjoy doing, and that's helping people and teaching people how to live their God-sized lives. So that's what I'm about. That's who I am. And that's how I ended up doing this for as long as I've been doing it. I've actually helped train other people. I've been in the field. I've done it all. My specialty, as I said before, is final expense and mortgage protection. And most recently is helping people with safe investments as well, which we'll talk about this evening. So kind of to recap over some of the things that we've spoken about before, if this is your first evening on it, or if you're still trying to remember all of it, we'll just kind of build back up into it as well. We've spoken about before mortgage protection, and last week we actually concluded with whole life and who whole life insurance is for. And again, for some people, this may be just elementary for you, and that's fine. But as I have explained before to the callers who've called in before we're able to move into more aggressive things and more aggressive ways of insurance, investing our money and understanding more progressive ways of doing things, we must absolutely have the foundation taken care of before a person is actually able to build a mansion. That person must have a solid foundation, and that foundation goes as far deep in the earth, the parts that you don't see. So without me taking advantage, or not advantage, but thinking that you have a clear understanding of something as we move into more high-level understanding of money, I want to make sure that every last one of my listeners have a clear understanding of what insurance is, what it's not, who we're buying insurance for, who we're not buying it for. And I hope over the last few weeks that you understand we're buying it for everyone. So from the age of 14 days and up, your baby should have it. After you get home, you should get insurance for your baby. Before you go back to work from your FMLA leave, your child should be insured, period.com. Like, that's not what we do anymore, okay? We're in 2016. We're in the information age. So information is out there. I'm doing radio shows. I'm blasting it everywhere. This was not like this years ago. So the information is accessible. All you have to do is just pretend to raise your hand up, and I can kind of help you. So, but you got to do your part. You got to do your part. You got to kind of show up just a little bit, a little bit more than that too. So that's where we're at. So this week we're going to talk about annuities, and I kind of put out a couple of questions. I get it. The insurance topic isn't a real sexy topic. And people don't know what annuities, universal life policies, or any of this type of stuff is. So I just asked basic questions from last week. Like, if you are looking to roll your 401k plan into something else, this is actually the right call for you. If you have money that's growing slowly in a bank account, or grandma has it under her sheets in between her mattress, this definitely call is for her. Or even if you have money from an inheritance, instead of just blowing it on 20 pairs of Jordans and a pretend Bentley or whatever the case may you're thinking about, and I'm not saying you shouldn't have those things, absolutely, get yourself something, but absolutely allow me to be able to help you put some of the money away and pull some income off of it a little bit later. So those are some of the cool things that we are definitely going to discuss this evening and making sense of it all. Now, remember, this is a very safe environment. We will talk about everything, and I'm not going to make it really high level, not yet, because as we continue to grow through the time of me being on here, I like to have things in series because I like to make sure people do understand. And as we start moving into more high level, if someone else is confused about it, I can always refer them back to this platform, this call. And so I don't want the call so high level that if I refer someone to it, it's still speaking too high level. Like when if they call the insurance company themselves, if they call the Transamerica or whomever themselves. So I definitely don't want to do that. My whole heart desire is to make it really user-friendly for us all, to make sure that we all truly do understand what I'm talking about, and it's not anything that you feel like is over your head, because I understand how frustrating and confusing insurance is, and unless you are a licensed professional, it is very confusing. So trust me, I definitely do get it. So that's not my intent at all. So we'll just kind of talk about it and what it is and what it's not, and, you know, just kind of go through the different concepts or whatever. But it's not on this call. It's not going to be a high level. If you're looking for anything where you want me to do some different illustrations for yourself, that's where you actually call me afterwards, because I do give out my information at the end of the call. Or you could always go to my website and plug your information in there, and then we can schedule a time to actually sit and talk and go over some figures and what makes sense for you. Because the reality is, what one person's situation is, it may not be someone else's. And again, this isn't the platform for that. So I just really want to be clear with that. Because sometimes, you know, because we all do it. We all can be real selfish. I mean, hey, I'm the same way too. So it's all good. definitely. So what we'll just talk about today is going to be our index universal life policy. So I really want us to talk about it, what it is, what it's not, all that good stuff here. I got a couple different concepts that I want us to be able to really get into, because I really want to be able to explain it to you in a very practical, knowledgeable way as well. So it's not super confusing. So just give me just a second. I'm going to give me a glass of water here, and I probably should have had it, but I didn't realize my home felt so dry in the wintertime, right? All right, cool. So let's get right on into it, guys. Oh, excuse me. So if I sound a little nasally, I'm going to try to clear it up every now and then so it don't sound too bad for us. And then I'm trying to remind myself to keep this mirror in front of me so I can remember to smile. And when I listen back to the calls later, I don't sound like I'm just drifting or I'm dead or anything else like that. So I definitely, I'm going to do that as well. So anyway, let's get into it. Let's talk about it. And another thing, too, I just wanted to point out is with me actually being an insurance broker, guys, I do not market any specific company on here. So that's not what I do. None of the companies are actually paying me for advertisement spots on my time. So this is time that I've actually paid for to be able to educate my community, our family of people and listeners. So you're not going to hear me advertising any of them. I do partner with several different large companies that you do know, such as Transamerica, Gerber, Mutual of Omaha. So I am with the top multi-billion dollar and trillion dollar companies, but that this is not the platform where we talk about those type of things and I get into it, just because, again, they're not paying me to drop their names out like that. So I don't get into that part. So I just want to just be clear that that's what I do. I actually work in the area where I serve the community. So I don't work directly for one company, which gives me the opportunity to look over which product serves the community best. Okay. So I think that's the most important part that we also need to look at is not only when you are looking for a financial provider, make sure it's someone that you really can trust and is someone that is going to, that has your interests in mind as well, right? Not saying that a person who works, you know, I don't want to say any other company's name, but a company that they're not allowed to sell any other insurance, right? Because there's a lot of those. They work with unions and different things like that. But with certain companies like that, it's always about how much the company can make, and that is how the agent is trained. For me, I have several different companies that I work for, so I'm not ever in that position that it really matters in that regard. It's about what makes sense for the customer and what really makes sense moving forward for you. So let's get ready to talk about it a little bit more and get into it. So last week, we actually talked about whole life. We talked about whole life and that a whole life does last for your entire life. I love whole life products for our children. I believe that when, and I told you guys this last week, when a child is 14 days old, just like I just told you just a minute ago, before that mother goes back to work from FMLA leave, that child should have a whole life policy. Those policies are permanent, and they do last for an entire lifetime for a person. So I do recommend that our children have them, but they're still great for a middle, you know, like, I don't want to say middle age because I'm not middle age, but, you know, just the rest of America as well as the senior market. So it's really an all-around great product for everyone. But the good thing about those products is they do have a fixed premium, which means if we lock in a premium of $25 a month, that's what it's going to be for the rest of the time, right? You're actually able to earn income on, well, not earn income on it, but it does have a cash value growth on it. You're also able to withdraw money from it and take out loans on your whole life policy. So those were all of the great things that I said about the whole life policy that I did recommend it to other people to really have, because it really is a valuable resource to have. Whereas when we talked the week before about mortgage protection and term products, those actually are only for a specific amount of time, whether it's 15 years, 20 years, or 30 years, meaning that once it hit that 30-year mark, it's over, right? So we've talked about those different concepts. Now we're going to introduce another awesome product. So this product is actually, it's a universal life product. And I remember this product was sold heavily back in like the 90s. And if you guys are around my age, we were probably still in diapers. I'm lying. No, but we were still in school and different things like that. So we probably didn't hear of these different things all that well. I only knew of it because my mom, she sent an insurance agent to my home when I was in my 20s, when I first came home from the Navy. And that's how I learned about the different concepts of universal life and what it was able to do. So that's what we're actually going to talk about this evening. I'm going to make the difference in what that is. I'm going to tell you what that product is and what we're going to be talking about this evening, so you really do understand what I'm actually talking to you about, and make sure that there is no confusion or anything else like that. So with Universal Life, these policies offer flexible premiums that allow you to make adjustments on your payment each year if you need to. And this policy is a permanent policy as well, okay? Because remember, term is just for a specific amount of time, whether that's 10, 15, 20 years, or 30-year policy. We do have those as well. Whole life is a permanent policy. You'll have it for your whole life, and so is universal life. That is for your entire lifetime as well. Another thing that I like about universal life policies, not only are they permanent, I personally have a small bias. Lord, I pray I don't get fined for this. Just my personal bias, guys, my personal bias. So I am just really putting that out there and making it really, really clear, my personal bias. I personally like these type of products for people who are single parents as well. Just because of the flexibility in it, because as you're continuing to pay it and you're paying onto your insurance, I understand what it feels like to run a household by myself with just my income. And life happens. And then you're scared, because you have to pay your car insurance, you have this insurance. Oh, oops, life insurance. Oh, oops, another bill. Oh, we got to buy food. Well, when you have something like a universal life insurance policy, a part of the premium that you're paying, let's say it's the $25, a part of that is going into your death benefit for you. It's actually going into the policy, but then there's also a cash value that's being built up and it's accumulating over time as well. The good thing about universal life policies is, let's say you run into financial trouble or anything else like that, there's just a little bit more flexibility with this policy. So that's why I do like it. Not that you can just stop paying it completely, but there is a lot more flexibility with it. So I'll just say that because I realize that sometimes people misunderstand some things and I'm being recorded for saying it and I don't need my license pulled. So anyway, so there is a lot more flexibility with this type of policy. And that's what I do like about it as well, because it really has helped protect a lot of my clients. And if people ever get into a little sticky pickle or me and my vernacular this evening. So, if you get into like a sticky situation or anything else like that, it's a little bit more flexible with this policy and your children are still going to be protected. So that's what I really do love about it. So we'll talk a little bit more about some of the things that are just traditionally good benefits that this policy does have. There is a cash component for it as well. So even if you do need to skip a premium payment, like I said, as long as there is cash value on it to cover your premiums, you're actually fine. So it goes back to just the flexibility I've been talking about. But again, you have to make sure that the cash value is there, guys. I don't want you to take this information and run to the 12th and the 10th base, and it's only three bases. So I'm just saying, don't run too far with it. You know what I mean? Like if you just got the policy and you're not paying for it, then of course it's going to lapse because guess what? You haven't put any money into it. So be educated about the decisions that you're making. If you're confused about anything, contact me, contact a local agent just so you're able to get clarity on it. The thing also I do like about this policy that it has other benefits. It does allow you to increase or decrease your death benefit over time if you like to. And the interest that you actually incur with it, it is tax deferred, which is awesome as well. So those are like the same things that we talked about with whole life as well, if you remember from last week. And the cool thing about this policy as well, which we're actually going to hone in today, is that you're actually able to borrow from your cash value with this policy. So that's what we're going to be talking about, and that's why I just wanted to kind of set the pace for it, just making sure you understood that it is permanent insurance. It's not something that's just going to be there for, let's say, the 15, 20, 25, or 30 years. This is actually a permanent policy that's going to be there for the rest of your life, okay? And the part that we're actually going to talk about this evening is the fact that you're actually able to borrow money from your policy. So what insurance companies have actually came out with, because they are the geniuses that they are, the there is a new product out. It's actually been on the market for quite some time, but for many people, it is a newer type of product that they've heard of, and it's called an index universal life policy. So this evening, we're going to talk solely on this product, why I actually love this product, why I think it's great for safe investment for us. It's not like your variable universal life policy or your parents' universal life policy either. This is completely different because there's a letter on the beginning of it. It's called index. Index. That's what makes it a lot different. So that's what we're going to talk about this evening. I'm going to really help you understand the concept of it. So this time you may need a little bit more than what I've actually asked you to bring to the table before, like a pen and paper, because before we were just going over the concepts, and I'm sure most people had heard of those concepts before. But with IULs, it's a little bit more meaty. It's a lot more involved in it. and just making sure you really understand the concept of it and what we're actually talking about. And like I said, if you have any other in-depth conversation, we'll definitely talk about it as a one-on-one and run some illustrations and see if it's something that actually makes sense for you as well. So as you can hear, my mouth is like, I need some water, some tea or something. I don't know where my daughter's at if she's not going to hook me up with no water tonight. But anyway, what we're going to do is let me take care of my mandatory things that I must do this evening. And let's get us our commercial play here this evening. Once I get this taken care of, then we will come back and then we're going to jump right into this information. And then, so this will give you about 3 minutes as well. If you wanted to invite other people onto the call, definitely take advantage and give them the dial-in number for who have 401k money. Like if they just left one job and they're getting ready to go to another job and they have not rolled over their 401k, this is an option for them as well. People who are looking at that they may have an inheritance coming up. Someone that if you have policy, you have money from another policy that you want to roll over into this, this may be an option for you as well. So we'll talk about it here shortly, guys. Give me 3 minutes and I'll be back and we're going to be ready to rock and roll. Go ahead and grab you a pen and paper so we can just jump right into it.
Welcome to the Family Healing Circle, where we heal the mind, body, and soul. Join us every Monday for Totally Whole with Dr. Rosemary Cook and Pastor Bridget as they discuss issues related to spirituality and mental health with emphasis on wholeness of mind, body, and spirit. Get your money right Tuesdays on Money Matters with Chastity A. Wells. This show is the tool you need to develop a healthy relationship with your money and financial legacy. Every Thursday is a treat as we mix it up. On the first Thursday of the month, it's Total Empowerment with Angela Hardy, where beauty and strength is enhanced inside and out. The second Thursday of the month is Relationship Talk on One Love, One Connection, One Up, with Reverends Arlene Cahet and Harvey L. Bailey, as they give you practical advice for creating a spiritual union to have the relationship you want. Call in with your relationship questions. Calling all brothers on the third Thursday of the month, it's the Sacred Masculine Show with Reverend Jamel Gilliam. It's a show for spiritual brothers and the women who love them. When there is a fourth Thursday in the month, we have the Healing Paradigm with Reverend Arlene Cahet, healing the mind, body, and spirit through changing viewpoints. Every Friday, let's talk love, sex, and nutrition with sexual wellness coach Bondria Walters and sex enthusiast Nakia Lana, the hottest sexual health and wellness and nutrition show around. This is for the grown and sexy. Listen at your own risk. If you don't know, now you know. The Family Healing Circle on Blog Talk Radio, 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. It's the best in entertainment, education, and talk radio.
All right. So we are back from our taking care of our bills and our announcements and all that cool stuff. So we are back. So again, this is Chastity Wells here. We are talking about our safe annuities here this evening, talking about safe ways to invest in your money. So we just spoke about talking to my daughter there. She brought me some water so I don't keep having this cotton sounding mouth with my house being 80 degrees and all of this stuff going on in here. So anyway, guys, so what we're actually talking about here this evening is talking about safe ways to actually invest our money. A lot of times when people hear about investments, we tend to think about the stock market, which is definitely correct. But a lot of times people get very scared about hearing about it. And I get it. After 2008, the market crashed tremendously. There was a big bubble that burst. A lot of people who were supposed to actually help us invest our money in the proper way did not help us do that. People actually sold. A lot of crazy things happened, guys. But if you know me, even on a personal level, and what you'll learn even listening to this call is that I'm just a person that just has the impeccable foresight and faith within that, you know, as one thing happens, it's always going to give us the opportunity to turn things around and to move in a better direction. We learn to not put all of our eggs in one basket, but learn to look at better investments. And if something looks too good to be true, it probably is. So those are all the things that we can absolutely say that we should have learned from the 2008 market. And if you did not lose all of your retirement from it, bless God for that, for yourself. But if unfortunately you are one of those people that lost a home, lost a retirement, whatever the case may be, I do apologize about that. But what we're going to talk about this evening is going to be other ways that you could actually help get you on your feet and really help you be able to save some money in a little more aggressive way than just putting it under your mattress or putting it in your local credit union. Not against any of those things, guys, but the reality is most credit unions, most banks, their interest rate is less than 1%. It's less than 1%. Now, when you start adding into how long it's going to take you to actually get a return on your investment, off of even a dollar, you're talking about years and years and years from now. So the insurance company actually does have a little more aggressive way for us to do it. It's not going to be completely tied just to one market, but it is going to be back. So, and I know we just talked about what a universal life product is, and you may say, Chastity, what you keep saying index for? What's index? Well, index is the safe part of the investment. That's what I try to help people understand what it really is, so you can differentiate that from, let's say, a variable. Because when someone's talking to you about a variable, that is just as volatile as just the, you know, the S&P at the stock market. So as it increases, you increase, but as it decreases, you'll lose as well. And that's not a problem if you have the money to invest. But again, I told you my niche market is middle to or lower to middle income people. So that's not the playing field that a lot of people really want to play in. They want something that's a little bit safer. So let's talk about what this fixed annuity is, what are some of the advantages of it, and then I'll speak to it intelligently. That's where I'm going to want you to have a pen and paper. So you're actually able to write some of these figures down. Again, I'm not going to go into everyone's personal breakdown of it. I thought about doing something like that this evening, but I believe that that would be better as a one-on-one, so I'm really able to run some illustrations for you and help you really see what that will look like for you. So some of the advantages of having this fixed annuity is going to be that it has compound growth. Okay, and so we just talked about that, whereas with you putting money inside of your local bank or credit union, it's less than 1% growth, which is really, really slow. But a lot of times people like that because of after 2008, it's too nervous to feel like you're just investing all your money wholeheartedly, because as everything go up, your money goes up. But if the market start crashing down, guess what? You'll start losing just that fast as well. And if you're not a savvy investor, then that can be a scary roller coaster for you. But you do still have that compound growth there for you without the anxiety of all of the fluctuation in the stock market. The income taxes are deferred for you. The interest rates are, like I said, pretty competitive. And I feel like they are extremely competitive, especially if you're not even in a product like this at all. I feel like they are competitive, but sometimes people start looking at way too much and starting to compare things that we probably shouldn't compare. The cool thing also about this is you could actually have a, I swear people start calling you and doing all type of stuff. Why are you talking? So the other thing is, it is an actual life insurance policy, guys. So let's say if you had one of these policies and it was, let's say, for $250,000 or something like that as a death benefit, in the event that you pass, let's say, within 5 years and you're pulling money off of it later, that money is still paid out to your family. So if I had something like that right now, that cash value, not the cash value, but the death benefit is still paid out to my daughter of $250,000. So that's definitely a great thing about that. And this money may also be exempt from state inheritance taxes as well, which is definitely a great thing. And some things that I said we'll talk about on a higher level at a later date as well. Okay. So those are all of the great benefits about it. You're actually able to transfer money from another life insurance contract into this as well. And so I can talk to you about that as well. It's like a Section 1035 that we fill out to be able to transfer that into there for you. But I think these are all the great benefits about it. These are all powerful things about it. And these are all the things that I absolutely love about the product. But what we have to understand is when we start talking about this, the whole reason that I personally like it is because I use it and I talk to clients about it as using it as a way to generate another income for them. So if you're self-employed like myself, or if you're looking at you're in between jobs and you have a 401k and you have about 15 grand in that, even if you don't have that much, that's fine too. But even if it's like $5,000, $10,000, whatever the case may be, instead of just blowing it, or if you're not sure if you're actually going to go to another job and roll it into that, this is actually a great place to put it because you can roll it right into that. You'll still have the cash value that's good for insurance, and you'll also have the investment part of it as well. So you may be concerned, like, where's the investment part coming in at? This is actually ran off of the S&P, just like we're used to seeing anyway. So if you already have a 401k, it's ran off of the stock market. So that's where you hear that word S&P, because if you're like, I heard of that, but I'm not really sure what an S&P is, that's actually a part of where our stock market is driven from. So we do have that as well as the global index that is ran off of as well. And that's how you're actually able to gain additional income into it. But before I get too far ahead of myself, I just want to go over the concepts first before I jump right into it, because I want to make sure that we all do understand, because I do, like I said, have a tendency, because I understand it, I may start speaking high levels of it and you don't understand. So I don't want to do that to you. So, again, some of the features is you have the life insurance protection, and it does accumulate over time. Then you have the tax-deferred earnings. And then also with this, you have the tax advantage access, which we're going to talk about as well, where you could actually borrow money from it, which is having loans. I think that's awesome, as well as cash withdrawals, something else we're going to talk about this evening. And then you also do have the potential for a higher interest rate on it with a minimum loss. And that's where we're really going to dive into it, because here's the reality, guys. Even when we're investing with our 401k, it was a new concept for me when I was working at AT&T. It took another manager of mine to really show it to me and how to invest my money and how to diversify my money. But I was still young then. I was like in my 20s. And not to say I'm not young now, right? But I was young then, and so I was able to take more advantage of the market, play around with different things, whereas the older we become, we don't want to invest in such a competitive way where if the market is doing great, we're doing great, but if it crashed, guess who crashes too? You start losing money. We do. So the insurance market, the insurance company in between time has come up with a product. Like I said, it's called an Index Universal Life policy, and where it actually it has a cap for it. So that's what it does, and that's what we're going to start writing down here, because I want to make sure that all of this information is really clear so you understand what we're doing with it, how we're doing it, and how it could actually be beneficial to you as well. So let's say, again, we'll use the example of you have money in your 401k, so you're used to investing money, but you're no longer working at, let's say, at AT&T, since I already used their name. So you're no longer working there, and so now you need somewhere to do it, because guess what? You're not thinking about going into another job right away, or you just want a little more control of your money for next time because you can always start another 401k, whatever your reason it may be, guys. I'm just giving you just a quick scenario. So basically what we would do is start this policy for you. We'll allow you to roll a lot of that money into there for you, for yourself. If you want to just do that and then just pay a little bit over time, that's an option for you as well. And the reason why I say that this is a safer investment for you is because you have the maximum rate for yourself that you're actually able to gain on this type of product. Let's say if we did the global product for investment is 14%. But the thing that I love about this product is, unlike our 401ks, when the market starts crashing, your money starts crashing too. With this, when the market crashes, the insurance company bottom lines you at zero. So let's say the market crashed like it did back in 2008. I have some numbers written down here, and you can write these numbers down as well. So the S&P 500, back in 2008, we all remember that. That's all a part of our lifetime. And most of these numbers you're actually able to Google at any point as well. But what I'm actually looking at is something that an insurance company done for me, just looking over it for the last 25 years. So let's say back in 2008, which is this is real world, what actually happened, the stock market cap crashed. We were down really bad. So we were in a negative 38 points below of where we should have been. So people were just losing more than like almost 40% of everything that they had invested. If your money was in something like this, a safe investment, this index universal life policy, this annuity, instead of you losing all of your money and you start losing at an accelerated rate, it stops at 0%. So that means you're not losing. No, you know, it stops. It stops. So you're not gaining. You're not getting all the gains right there, but at least you're saved from the absolute crash, right? So that's the good thing about that. Whereas back in 2009, we're still talking about the exact same policy. The investment was back up. Things were starting to come back around. Interest rate for the S&P index at that time, it was like at 23%. So things were doing good. We were trying to get back on track. You know, we were feeling like everything was going to turn back around. You know how they play with these numbers, whatever the case may be. But as far as with you, no, you're not going to get 23% of your investment. You're not going to grow that far because there's a cap. We saved you from crashing, right? But that cap is at 12%. You see how that goes? So there's a floor of 0%, but there's a ceiling of 12%. And then you may be on the other side of the fence and say, well, Chastity, what good is that? I don't want a cap on my money. I don't want a cap of how much money I'm able to invest and how much I'm able to earn. Well, if we're talking about your retirement money and you're no longer in your 20s and 30s, you may want that cap and you may, want that floor because you don't want to start losing. People were crying. People were losing more than half of their insurance, not their insurance, but their 401k money. People were losing half of their retirement during that 2008 stint, guys. So what this is doing is saving you from crashing that far. It's just a zero, okay? So even if we look back at 2010, we were still trying to recover a little bit more. The market was at 12.78, but the insurance company still covered at 12%. So you still didn't get that whole, that other 0.78, but you still gained. 2011, the market was at 1.54, and we matched that at 1.54. So even if the market is only at 11.68 or 1.54, we do match that, not me, but the insurance company, they actually do match it 100% there. So with all the good things, you are able to match it up to 12%. But when things start to crash heavily, guess what? You are saved. And so I like this because a lot of people are scared to invest. People are scared to do anything outside of their savings account, their 401k, which you can still lose money in. I've lost money in my 401k before. And so what I'm saying is here, there is more of a safety net for you. But because the insurance companies offer you that safety net, you have to understand that when the market is at 28%, 30%, you're going to be at 12%. But for me personally, I think a safe 12% is a heck of a lot better than knowing that you could crash below market at 40% or below. So I think that that's powerful. I think it's really phenomenal for you as well. And I think the cool thing about this product as well that you're able to do is be able to pool income for yourself as retirement income over time as well. So what we're able to do for you is, let's say if you wanted to be able to pool an extra $1,500 a month, and that's going to be your retirement income. That's more than what most people are getting in Social Security benefits now, okay, after you retired and you worked somewhere for 30 years. So, So you're able to do something like that. But even if you wanted to do something a little bit more aggressive, you could definitely do that, $2,500, $3,000 a month. But, of course, the more money that you want to pay you out when you're 65 years old, 70 years old, whatever your retirement rate is, you just let me know what it is and we'll just kind of play with it for you from there. And I'll have to tell you how much money you need to put into this policy so it's able to pay you out those dividends and that income protection for you during those years, and you're able to pull it out for yourself over the course of that time. So I think that's the cool thing about it. That's what I love most about it, just because it does protect you from a lot of the ups and the downs in the market. If it's excessively too high or excessively too low, there is protection. And you know that at age 55, if you tell me, Chastity, I want to retire at age 55, even if I'm not done with everything that I said I'm going to do with this insurance company or this or that, I'm done at 55. That's what I want to do. I want to go to Jamaica. Then we'll put X, Y, and Z in place, and I'm able to set the parameters so you're able to see how much money you need to put in. Once you roll your 401k money into it, how much money monthly you have to pay into it until the age of 55, so you're able to retrieve that money off of that policy every month for yourself for the next 20 years. So at 55 for 20 more years, 75 years old. If you want to do it longer, you're able to do it. It is possible, but you have to remember, guys, that you are funding this and it is yours. Now, it is investment that is involved as well, so it could grow a lot faster. But because I am licensed and I'm just talking to you all generally over this, I can't make any guarantees of anything. But just I tell people legally, I have to tell you that you have to do it as conservative as possible, just because I can give you a forecast and what the market has looked like for the last 25 years. But on a more conservative level, even if you gave yourself 7% of an increase, so you're actually able to see what those numbers look like. And like I said, that's something I really can help you with on a sidebar as well. But without making it too complicated, guys, I didn't want to make it really, really complicated. The cool thing is I just want you to be able to take away what this policy is able to do for you. At the end of the day, you'll still have a life insurance protection for you and your family. You'll still have tax deferred earnings on it. You'll also have tax advantages, which means that you're able to take out a loan from this product. You're also able to get cash withdrawals, and you're also able to have the potential for higher interest with a minimum rate. Like I told you about that floor, there's a floor on it instead of you just crash and then start losing a lot of money. You just don't have any substantial growth that year. So instead of you losing money, it just bottoms out. It just stops. So you're not losing, but you're not, you know, getting all the gains when we're at, the market is at 20%. And I think that's better than fair. I haven't seen anything as competitive as this, especially safe and competitive at the same time. I think it's definitely a great product for a lot of people who are scared and they want those different options. And especially for entrepreneurs, because even, because we can tend to be serial entrepreneurs. I'm speaking for myself. so the good thing about having a tax advantage access is you're able to get a loan from your own policy for yourself. So that's definitely a great thing, because let's say you may have, I may do this, right, doing insurance, but I may want to start my own nonprofit or something like that. I couldn't think of something fast enough. But, you know, you could start that. You can borrow money from your own policy. I could do that and pay myself back. And I think that's the awesome part about having these type of policies and having insurance, guys. It's just understanding the flexibility that is available with each and every policy. That's what we have to really start learning. That's the whole point of me really doing these calls, is making sure you understand. Insurance isn't just for, like, our grandparents and the old people or whatever the case may be. It's for all of us. It's for everyone who's really trying to have a gain on and a grip on how we're able to move with our money, how we're able to invest with our money, what these things look like, even if we're not at AT&T or you're not at whatever large corporation. You are still able to prepare for your retirement and not just take the small Social Security check that they're going to give you, if you even paid into that system, right? But I personally just don't believe, you know, with the way we have not been very financially literate with this country, that there's going to be a heck of a lot of money left over for those of us who were born after the baby boomers anyway. So I feel like you really have to start taking into your own hands how you're going to have additional income streams when we do retire. And this is one of those vehicles that you can definitely use for it and pull money off of it. Or you can also, let's say, if you're not thinking about retirement, but another good thing about these policies is you're able to have cash withdrawals from them. And I like that as well, because let's think about it. If you're like, Chastity, I already got my retirement set up. I got some residuals set up from doing multi-level marketing. I did this. I did that. I got a couple things popping. I'm like, okay, cool. But the good thing about this is, again, it goes back to the life insurance protection for you. And then you're also able to have cash withdrawals. So let's say, like for me, I have a daughter that's 9. I almost say she's 10. I always about to say she's 10. I think because I'm looking at the date and it's like, no, she's not 10 yet. She's still 9. So, for like her, she may decide to get married, you know, soon, you know, probably in the next 15, 20 years or something like that. But if I have something like this, one of these vehicles, I can just pull some money off of it and just be able to be a blessing to my daughter, helping her with her first home, paying off her her wedding, different things like that. So the debt is not passed on to my daughter. And so, again, as I spoke to us about in the beginning of the call, and what I've been really reiterating week after week, it's not really just about, for me, when I'm teaching these type of concepts and I'm talking to you all about insurance, it's not just about us being able to ball for today. I think that's awesome. I think it's great for you to be able to get the spoils of today and be able to kick it, be able to enjoy your life, right? And, yeah, I'm using all of that vernacular because I want you to really understand where we're coming from here, right? So I want you to be able to enjoy everything you work for, but at the same time, it's about leaving a legacy for your children. So having a policy like this sets up options for you at the end of the day. So when your children say, hey, I decided, you know what, I want to go with my friends and I want to go to Jamaica. Or, you know what, instead of me just finishing high school here, let me try to be a foreign exchange student. Suppose you wanted to gift them with some additional money or pay off for a wedding or a car. So instead of you always putting yourself in a situation of more debt, trying to assist our children, have a policy already set up where you're able to borrow money from it without the heavy penalty as your 401k. Because I know you may be out there and say, hey, well, I can do that for my 401k. Sure can, but it's also a penalty every single time you keep dibbing and dabbing in different things into the money. You're paying a 50% tax on it. You're doing this. You're doing that. With this, you can contact the insurance company. You can make a withdrawal from it. If you want $5,000, that $1,000 is your money. So, you know, it's all those different things that we really can maneuver and do with insurance. And it's a widespread thing that people, if you're making, like I said, almost, you know, six figures or more, it's a very known fact. And it's very table conversation in certain homes. Whereas if you're in a middle-class home, these are concepts that we haven't heard of because it's just not what we've heard of. So that's where I really just stepped in at, and I just really want to be able to teach you. I don't expect anyone to be able to walk away and feel like you mastered this conversation from here, but just kind of give you another option, another tool in your belt to feel like you're like, hey, I might want to know a little bit about that later. And if you do, that's cool. Just, you know, you are able to reach me either on my cell phone at 614-230-6600. You're able to reach me there. You're also able to reach me through my website at ChastityAWells.com. And it's just one T in my name. So it's T as in Tom, Y, middle initial A, last name is Wells, W-E-L-L-S. And you also can put your contact information in there as well. So we're actually able to go over this more in depth for you. Because everyone's situation is different. Some people don't even have the money to actually start investing in it right away. They may only have, let's say, just their monthly premium to put in it. And that's fine, but don't expect to get the same benefits that a person who used their savings from their 401k and they put in $15,000 up front is able to receive if you have to build up to that. Okay. So just use wisdom when we're thinking about those type of things because you can't expect the same benefits as someone else who put it in a larger amount. But the cool thing is you don't have to worry about losing money. So the faster you get started, you know, the faster it is a payoff for you. I believe that this is not something that I offer to every single person. I think the ideal ages for this particular product for me is going to be between the ages of 30 and 55 years old. Because anything, honestly, after the age of 55, guys, the insurance premium does go up. Remember, it is a insurance policy. So we still do go over mortality. They're still going over medications, all those different things. So I have to be candid and upfront and honest with you. Whereas with whole life policies, certain things can slide under the radar. It's not going to slide under the radar with something like this just because of the type of money that you're actually able to gain with it as well. But those are type of things, like I said, we're able to talk offline about because I don't want to scare you from it. But you do ideally have to be healthy. So if you know you are kind of borderline obese with a bunch of health problems or whatever the case may be, not being disrespectful to anyone, guys. I just want us to be really clear about what we're talking about here because our health does matter. Our health is our wealth, truly. This isn't going to be the product for you. Honestly, it's just not going to be the product for you just because this is a product that we're expecting you to have for some time. It's a permanent product. And most of the time, most people are paying into this at least 5 years before they're able to start drawing their income from it. So let's say for me, when I was using that scenario about me using my money from my old 401k and putting into this, most of the time, people are still paying into it for at least about 5 years. I mean, you can do it a little bit faster if you want. But of course, you know, there's going to be fluctuations in the price of that, guys. But anyway, nevertheless, I just want you to understand how safe the product really is. I think it's super dope that you're not going to lose any money. It's just a guaranteed flat rate. When things are crashing in the market, you know that there is an actual spike. Boom. you hit the floor, you ain't crashing into the basement. You just, boom, you stuck on the first floor, which is sweet. But when people are going out of the hemisphere and they shut off Earth with all the extra money, well, we're going to have to cap you right there at the ceiling. We just got to cap you. But at the same time, when people are crashing, you're not going all the way to the floor either. So you have that. You're also able to borrow money from it. You're able to get cash withdrawals from it. It's a lot of benefits to it. It's a lot of great, great, great benefits to it, guys. But it's just another thing that I really wanted us to know about. Just have it in our pockets so we can really talk about these different concepts. And like I said, if you want your one-on-one consultation so we can kind of look at if it's something that makes sense for you and your family, definitely hit me up, 614-230-6600. But not after the show tonight, guys, because I've been working since early, and I would like to spend time with my family tonight. But no, seriously, you guys are able to hit me up anytime during the week. But my cutoff, honestly, for taking most calls are right around 8, 9 o'clock, just because I do need to spend time with my family as well. So I definitely can have an illustration for you. You just have to allow us time to really sit and talk about it. And once we start doing these type of illustrations for you, we can definitely move forward and get you and your family. So, again, the whole point of this call, guys, is just to really help you understand that there are other investment products that are out there for you that are safe products. They're safe because they're backed by insurance companies. They actually have floors. So when things are crashing, you won't lose all your money. But, you know, and when things are doing better in the market, you're able to be matched up to 12%, which I think is super, super awesome. And you're able to still build a great legacy for your family. So that's what we cover here for us this evening. Like I said, if you have any other questions, please reach out to me on any social media platform. That's going to be Facebook, Instagram. You have my direct contact. My website is always available for you as well to go over some different concepts as well. Hit me up. I would love to be able to help you on it. And because this year, guys, it's our sweet 16, let's make it our best year. Let's make it a grand year. I mean, we've made all the affirmations. We've made all of the proclamations. We've done all the incantations. I mean, we've done everything, right? I know I have. So it's time for us to really start walking into this. Let's start walking into our financial freedom. And the only way we really can start doing it is really understand the concept of facing our money. What does it look like? What does it look like to save? What does it look like to have insurance? Is insurance for only this person or that? So I believe over the last few weeks, I've been able to dispel all of those different things for you, as well as tell you how your insurance policy can be a safe harbor for you to put money into it and be able to pull money from, as well as another income for yourself when you retire. I mean, nobody taught me all of this. I didn't know all of this. So I just wanted to make sure that it was available for other younger people or people in my community who are not licensed sales agents, who are not licensed professionals. I just wanted to make sure everyone else knew this information. What you decide to do with it is totally up to you. But I just really wanted to share my heart with you and just make sure we understand. So before I end the call, I want to be able to lay out a format for us for next week as well and what we can start looking for the following week. What I may end up doing is a shorter call on next Tuesday because my baby is going in for surgery. So I'm going to just prep that, and I may just put out a pre-recorded, so I may have to just tell you guys about that. But we're going to actually dedicate the month of March, not March, where am I at? This is my birthday month coming up, and I'm all the way in March. So the month of February, the love month, baby, the love month, we're going to dedicate this month to credit and credit restoration, along with saving our money. So that's what this one is going to be about. The whole month of January, we just kind of went over insurance policies, making sure you understood the difference between mortgage protection, whole life, this week annuities, going through all of it, just making sure you got it. And so we're going to start advancing a little bit more come the month of February, talking about credit restoration, how to get things moving in the right direction for us all. And I'll definitely start putting more information out there in the social ethers as well, because I do have to make sure that we're good to go on February 2nd, because I have to prepare for my baby. So, but then after that, we're actually going to have a guest speaker a few of those Tuesdays. So I can't tell you everything because I don't want to blow it for us. But we're definitely going to be talking about credit. So you definitely want to be able to be on here as well. We're not going to even just have just experts on here. We're going to have people that's going to share their testimonies on how even applying some of these steps have really been able to transform their lives. Because I understand how boring it can be listening to me go on and on and on. I've been talking about this for over an hour. But the crazy thing for me is I love talking about it. I love talking about, you know, just the options. Just having options. It's not even just the money. I mean, I love hearing about it, but I think because of my personality type, I love freedom. I love freedom. And so I love talking about money and financial freedom because of what is able to buy us. And that's freedom. That's time to go work out, time to give to your favorite nonprofit, time to spend more time with your children, right? It buys you more freedom. So that's why I'm so passionate about it. I can go on and on and on, but I think it'll be super dope if we start. I'm going to really open it up to start bringing in other people so they can share their testimonies as well, how applying certain things into their lives have been able to be a blessing to them, to their families as well. Some of the stories may be moving for you. Some of them may just be like a uh-oh, gut check, but I'm going to definitely be putting everything out there on the social media ethers for us as well. So just wanted to give us a prepared lineup for that, and I will be shooting everything out there as well, because I do want to make sure you have people on the call during this time, because this is our Sweet 16, guys. We have to stop playing with it, and the only way that we're really going to be able to walk into all of our blessings is if we actually go ahead and start doing the work, start looking at it, start talking about it. Talking about insurance is not going to make your loved one die. Talking about investments is not going to make you lose your money. And I know you may be laughing like, who in the heck think like that, baby? Most of the people I talk to think like that. So if you're one of those people, trust me, you're a part of the 85%, and it's okay. It's okay. But the more we talk about it, the more we confront those little hidden skeletons in our closet, those little dust bunnies that's running up under our bed, our little secrets or whatever, that's what I call them. The more that we really start confronting these things and really dealing with it head on, I know that we really can live our God-sized dreams. I know without a shadow of a doubt, guys, that we will be able to leave our family with such wonderful legacies that we'll be proud of ourselves, and, you know, they'll be proud of us as well. So that's really the whole point of it. I hope this information was valuable for you and you enjoyed it as much as I enjoyed sharing it. I know I can get a little long-winded talking about it because I had pages and pages and pages of stuff that I really wanted to share. So I had to chill out and was like, look, I might be going too far, and I had to remember what one of my mentors said, that I speak so high level on it because, you know, I'm talking about it all the time. So, you know, I apologize if I kind of got a little too meaty, but like I said, I gave you my contact information. We can always play with different illustrations and run some different numbers for you and what makes sense for you. Again, every product is not for every person. This product may not be the best for you at that time, and that's fine too. Stick with what you have if you already have a savings going. But if you're in between and you need to know what to do with a large lump sum of money, or you just sold one of your properties and you're not looking at purchasing another larger property, invest into an IUL so you have continued growth in it. And I'll teach you how to be able to pull money off of it on the back end. So you have that. You have those different options, guys. It's just about options. It's about putting the information out there and us figuring it out. What may work for Jim may not work for Sally, and that may not even work for Jessica. But the cool thing is there's options for each and every one of us. So I enjoy speaking to you all here this evening, and I appreciate that you trusted me with talking to you about safe investments and your financial health and having a better relationship with your money. I am your financial coach, Chastity A. Wells. Definitely find me online, chastityawells.com, 614-230-6600, and all social media platforms. Enjoy your week, family, until we speak again. Peace and blessings, and walk in your God-sized dream. I love you all.